We're here at the Southeastern Vending Association convention with Mark Whitener, owner of Refreshment Solutions in Norco, Louisiana, also a NAMA board member. Recently, the National Automatic Merchandising Association announced the beginning of the first phase of its industry image campaign, and the details of that have been reported in Vending Market Watch. But Mark, as a NAMA board member, why is that an important campaign for the industry?
Well, we really see it as a three-legged stool. First, we did a lot of market research in advance of defining the industry image campaign. And one of the interesting things we learned was, outside of Canteen, Sodexo, and Aramark, the industry as a whole, including Canteen franchisees, just not their corporate folks, really believed that vending had a strong negative image with consumers. And as a result, we had a negative image of our own industry. However, our market research showed just the opposite. Consumers actually have a very positive image of vending. And in fact, Generation Y, our target consumer, and the largest generation in history, a lot of folks don't know that, larger than the baby boomers, named vending as their number one choice as a channel to purchase. So better than, larger and more valuable to them than online retailing, more valuable than on the spot or point of sale retailing, they prefer to engage in vending. Now, the caveat with that is they don't buy much from us because they don't carry cash. So, but they would prefer to buy from vending. So we learned a lot from that. So one of the things that we looked at is, we want to proactively address some of the negative publicity that vending has gotten in the channel or in the press over the last 5 years. Specifically around, we want to put a face on vending that is not just, we're not just the guys who are making all of the youth of America obese. And the way we believe we can do that is in a couple of ways. One, to engage Generation Y and by extension all consumers with vending and make vending or help them to see vending as a hip and cool place to shop and a place that adds a lot of value and redefines the value proposition. But also, more importantly, how do we use the image campaign to help NAMA become much more effective in a grassroots, world-class government affairs campaign? So one of the things that the board has done is define a strategic plan going forward with one of those caveats being, hey, we have to become very good at government affairs. And we hear that consistently from operators. The way we can use the image campaign to do that is really twofold. One, help redefine vending with government officials as an industry that not just makes our youth obese, but as an industry that is really similar to what the farm community has done. An industry that is small family-owned shops, that is engaged in the community, adds value for consumers, and hires many folks locally. Beyond that, so hopefully that is, we'll never be, or at least not in the near future, we'll never have the scale that the bottler lobby has or that the manufacturer's lobby has. But what we can do is we can bring great value, because when you can put small business and family-owned companies as the face of your industry, government people listen to that.
Okay. And does the industry image campaign have anything to do specifically with the independent operator out there who might be just a regular reader of our magazine?
Yes, in two ways. So the other thing that what we learned is operators, as a rule, see vending or believe that vending has a negative perception with consumers. A lot of that's probably driven by mass media. The reality is that's not the case. But one of the things, if we really want to drive change in the channel, and we see that happening every day, we have to change the perception that operators have of ourselves and the perception that we have of how consumers see us. And those aren't aligned. So the way consumers really see us today is they think positively of Vindi, but operators don't necessarily believe that. The other thing is we need to feel good about our channel. We need to engage in the initiatives in our channel. So part of the image campaign is actually targeted at the channel itself to make people feel better about what we do. Beyond that, there is an opportunity. So a big portion of this is of the image campaign is all around social networking. And we're going to, in fact, launch today. Folks can go on their Facebook pages in Foursquare, social networking, and check in like they do at restaurants or at, you know, gyms or whatever. So when they buy at a vending machine, they can check in and let their friends know where they are. Beyond that, they can register with our Vin Love Win contest to win contests and engage their friends in those contests. And there is potentially a viral component of this that could really be game changing. We're now working to develop mechanisms where individual operators, small and large, can tie their Facebook pages to this campaign, can run their own marketing campaigns and associate it with this campaign at no cost to the operator. So, and to give you an idea of how compelling this could be, when we looked at this social networking mechanism, we all know the great consumer brands that are represented in our channel. Coca-Cola Company, Pepsi-Cola Company, Kraft, Kellogg's, Frito-Lay, those folks all have their own websites, but they also have Facebook pages and participate in Foursquare events and Twitter accounts and whatever. As we looked at that, multiple of our suppliers, but specifically two that stood out, Coca-Cola Company and Kellogg's, or Coca-Cola Company and Kraft, each of those companies got over 1 million hits a day on their websites. At the time we looked at this, which is over a year ago now, so it's probably a wider gap today, each of those companies got over 12 million hits per day on their Facebook pages. So social networking is a compelling media that is here to stay and can go viral and is a very cost-efficient way to market yourself. So we're very excited about what the image campaign can do for the channel, we're appreciative to Automatic Merchandiser for giving us the opportunity to plug it.
Thank you, Mark.